we had discussed that there are three types of Yetzirah. There's the Yetzirah that takes on a person to do a specific Avera. There's the Yetzirah that tries to bring a person down completely. And then there's the Yetzirah that tries to get him down because he's representative of the Jewish people. And he knows that if he knocks him down, he'll be able to knock down all of the Jewish people. The first was a simple Yetzirah. He tries to get him to do a specific Avera. So when it came to Yosef's test, and Tivot Shalom had said that the Yosef's test had two aspects. With the aspect of himself, that the Yetzirah tried to get him to sin with this woman, so that Yosef was able to stand up to him on his own. But when it came to the Klal Yisrael, that the Yetzirah knew that if he gets him here, he'll be bringing down a Shevet and Yosef a Tzadik, and he's bringing down not only Yosef, but all of Am Yisrael. With regard to that, the Yetzer Hara had more power. And the Yetzer Hara took him on with extraordinary strength. And to stand up to that test, he needed the vision of his father to stand up to that test. And this concept of a test that really touches all of the Jewish people, for the Jewish people were destined to go down to Egypt, a land that is considered the disgrace of planet Earth, a land that is complete filth spiritually. And in that land, the Jews had the responsibility to maintain their purity. And they maintained their purity to the extent that we say all of the Jews were careful with regard to arayot. They did not have illicit relationships. Kedita b'midrash, like the Medrash says, b'tzibur kazeh sh'shishim ribo b'nei Yisrael, hem unshem b'nei muvnotehem, lo haya achad parutz b'arayot. You had 600,000 people, plus their wives and children, 2 million people in Egypt. And the Medrash says there wasn't one among them who was having an illicit relationship. V'lishem kach haya tzarich mikodem lishloach l'sham Yosef. And in order for the Jewish people to maintain such a level of purity, the first person who came to exile, who entered Egypt first? Yosef. That he was able to break and subdue the strength of the other side. That godly being, a fire of impurity, of defilement, that had taken hold of Egypt. After Yosef stands up to this test, then the Jews can come down to Mitzrayim. And like the Medrash says over there, Yosef gadar atzmo min avera. Yosef held himself back from sin, v'nigdu kol Yisrael bizchuto, and in his merit all the Jewish people stood up to sin. V'zayah inyan ha-nisayon shel Yosef anoga lechlal Yisrael, and this was the concept of Yosef, that Yosef touched all of the Jewish people. When Yosef stood up to the wife of Potiphar, and Yosef stood up to that test, he gave strength not only to himself, he gave strength to everyone. Shatzadik yesod olam, because he who is known as the Tzaddik, the foundation of the world, yitgaber al yetzer hara, when he overcame the yetzer hara, v'yishbor legamrei et klipat Mitzrayim ervat haaretz, he breached the peel of Mitzrayim, that external disgrace, that disgrace of planet Earth, which was the klipa, the external peel that is known as Mitzrayim. U'meidach hayetzer hara bikesh lich called it Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, the Yitzhar really wanted to entrap all of the Jewish people. Shemaya matzliach lachshil et Yosef. If he would only get Yosef to stumble, haya Klal Yisrael ne'evad chas v'shalom tubant Mitzrayim. He knew that once he breaks Yosef, so then Yosef will set the tone for everyone that follows him. These Jews, yeah, externally they hold up to temptation, but he would have breached the wall of the Jewish people. And that breach would have brought the rest of them down when they went down to Mitzrayim, and then there wouldn't have been any Klal Yisrael. And when it came to this aspect of the test, it wasn't Yosef that was being put on the scale, it was all of the Jewish people. And it was impossible for Yosef to stand up to such a test, if not for the vision of his father that appeared to him. And when we understand this, then we understand what Chazal told us. כי הנה גם חלק הניסיון של יוסף עצמו היה קשה ביותר. For even Yosef's own test was so difficult, וכנזכר לאל, as we mentioned earlier, שהיצרה של כל העולם מתלבש בו באותה שעה, that the Yetzirah of the entire world was focused now, let me get Yosef. ועל החלק הזה התגבר לגמרי. And when it came to his own personal Yetzirah, that he overcame completely. ולא היה צריך לזה שתראה לו דמות תוכנו של אביו. And he didn't need his father's vision to overcome his own Yetzirah. ועמידתו בניסיון הייתה כאמור על ידי ויאנוס ויצא החוצה. How did he stand up to the test? Because he saw he was at the breaking point. He saw, if I stick around now, I'm going to fall. So he ran out. שקפץ על דרך שנאמר באברהם שיצא ויתרומם מעל כיפת השמיים. He jumped out like אברהם אבינו, he said, jumped out of the planet earth. Hashem picked him up. Okay. Now you're above the stars. Now look down and you'll see that you will not be brought down by the constellations. בכוח שהתנער לגמרי מן הטבעיות. Yosef's own strength brought him up above his natural state. ולפיכך יוסף מחייב את הרשעים. And that's why Yosef himself is the one that obligates the wicked. כי יוסף התגבר בכוחות עצמו על הניסיון. Yosef used his own strength to overcome the test, ולא היה צריך לזה דמות תוכנו של אביו. When it came to his own personal test, whether he would fall, there he stood up to the test with his own strength. When it came to the test of Am Yisrael, where Yosef was standing as a representative of Am Yisrael, with regard to that aspect of the test, there the Yetzer Hara took an unnatural force, and there Yosef was given unnatural help to withstand that temptation. וכל אותם מאמרי חז"ל המדברים בגודל מעלתו של יוסף, and all the times that we find חז"ל speaking about the greatness of Yosef's stature, ארי בחלק הניסיון שלו עצמו, there חז"ל are talking about Yosef's own portion in the test, שבזה התגבר בכוחות עצמו, for in his portion of the test, that he overcame with his own strength, ולא עזר וסיוע אבותיו, without help or assistance from his forefathers. ולפיכך זכה להיות מרחבה למידת היסוד. And that's why we say he is the chariot of this trait of the yesod of the foundation. מה שאין כן לגבי החלק השני, when it comes to the second part of the test, מה שביקש היצר הרע להפיל את כלל ישראל, that the Yetzer Hara tried to cause the Jewish people at large to fall, לזה היה צריך שתראה לו דמות יוקנו של אביו. For this he had to see the vision of his father. כדי להציל את כלל ישראל, because here he had to save the Jewish people at large. שרק בכוחו של יעקב, for only with the strength of יעקב, שנאמר עליו, that by יעקב the verse says, כי שרית עם אלוקים ועם אנשים ותוכל, you overcame godly beings as well, and you were successful. Only with that strength, עמד בניסיון הזה, was he able to stand up to this test, that was a test of all of the Jewish people. והחלק הזה הנוגע לכלל ישראל, and this section that really touched all of the Jewish people, היה בנוסף להתגברותו בחלק הניסיון שלו עצמו. That was on top of his portion of the test, which he stood up to, he overcame that portion. וזה לא היה שייך אליו כלל, and really that had nothing to do with him. It was a test to bring down all of the Jewish people. ומה שלא היה יכול לעמוד בכוחות עצמו, and when we say he, with his own strength, would not have stood up to that aspect of the test, אין זה גורם ממדרגתו. That doesn't take anything away from his level. Because when it came to his personal test, he stood up to it. Because this was a general test, it was unusually hard, it was beyond his capacity, and that's why he needed external help. And we could really explain the two aspects of the test a different way. על פי דעת במדרש, based on what it says in the Medrash, ששת פוטיפר ראתה בכוכבים, that the wife of Potiphar saw in her astrology שעתידים להיות לבנים ממנו. She foresaw that they were supposed to have kids together. אך לא ידע שזה יהיה מביתה. But what she didn't know was that their kids were supposed to be from her daughter. אלא חשבה שזה יהיה ממנה. She thought she was supposed to live with Yosef. ואפשר לומר, and we could say שכמו שהיא ידעה מזה כך, that just like she saw it, גם יוסף ידע מזה. Yosef also knew. Yosef looked at the stars and he knew he was supposed to be with this woman. He knew he was supposed to have kids from her. ומחמת כן, נעמד בפניו ניסיון מסוג אחר לגמרי. And because of that, he was faced with a completely different test. מלבד החלק של עצם הניסיון שנתגבר עליו יצרו, aside from the fact that his Yetzer was overtaking him, היה גם הניסיון, there was also the test, מחמת הספקות שהתעוררו לו, because of the doubts that pervaded him. ואולי זה בעצם מעשה של מצווה? Maybe really this is a mitzvah if I'm with her. I know Mashiach ben Yosef is supposed to come from me. Maybe I'm supposed to be with her. I see in the stars that we are supposed to have kids. Maybe this is how I'm supposed to bring about the Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe, two tribes of Hashem. And when it came to his own desire, that he overcame completely, and he didn't need this aspect of seeing the vision of his father. But when it came to the test of doubt, when he asked himself, maybe I should be doing this, for that he needed the vision of his father. Because Yaakov's trait is truth. That when it came to this trait, when it comes to truth, truth is very cold. Truth is very accurate. There's no question of maybe, it seems like. Validation ירד לו דמות יוקנו של אביו, and through seeing the vision of his father, נתברר לו בבירור גמור, it became crystal clear to him, שאין זה אלא עצת היצר, that this is just desire driving him to think, maybe I should really have kids from her. נמצא שמאמרי חזל לא פליגי הדדי. Turns out that the different commentaries of חזל don't disagree. שבמש נוגע לניסיון של יוסף עצמו, when it came to Yosef's own test, כולי אלמה מודו שהתגבר זה בכוחותיו. Everyone agrees that he overcame his own test with his own strength. על ידי שהתנער מכל הטבעיות בענייני העולם הזה. Through separating himself from nature, through separating himself from this world, ונהיה על ידי זה לצדיק יסוד עולם. And by separating himself from the physical aspects of life and being able to be logical, be righteous, and stand up to the test, he got the status of tzaddik yesod olam. Umikoch ze hayam rav Aharon v'Enos, and with this strength, the sea saw his coffin and fled. V'rak al hachelik hasheni, and only when it came to the second part of the test, im ze v'ma shenoga leklal Yisrael, be it the second aspect which touches all of the Jewish people. ואם זה מה שנתעוררו לו ספקות אולי זה בגדר מצווה, or if it is the aspect that he had doubt, maybe this is a mitzvah, לזה היה זקוק לנראית לו דמות יוקנו של אביו. That's why he needed to see the vision of his father. ועל פי זה מיושב נמי, and according to this we also understand שהרי מקובל, for we have on tradition כבישת ניסיון נוטלים מן האדם תעשייתא דשמיא. When a person has a test, God, so to speak, takes away the heavenly assistance. Man is standing alone at the test. God says, now I pull my hands back, stand up to the test alone. ולמה ליוסף הייתה עשייתא דשמיא? So why did Yosef have this godly assistance שנראית לו דמות יוכנו של אביו? So to speak, it's not fair. God helped him out. He saw the vision of his father. אלא שכאמור, but rather it is as we said, בעצם הניסיון, when it came to the essence of the test, באמת לא הייתה לו עשייתא דשמיא. Really, he had no heavenly help. He overcame it with his own strength. And only after he stood up to the test that pertained to him personally, and then he got the level of tzaddik yisod olam, then the second part of the test became applicable, that with regard to the second part of the test, he already had heavenly help, that his father's vision appeared to him in order to save the general Jewish people. And here we finish the second part on Vayeshev. We have one more part left, which we won't have time for today. And what we saw today was that when it came to standing up to his own part of the test, Yosef did it with his own strength. When it came to standing up to the aspect that pertained to all of the Jewish people, would all of the Jewish people be able to stand up to the test of being in Egypt, a land that is so defiled, that is rampant with illicit behavior? That test, the Yetzer Hara had greater strength to seduce him, and there he saw the vision of his father. And we said, therefore, Yosef is the tzaddik by his own merits. Then Tivot Shalom offered an alternate understanding that there was room for doubt that maybe this was a mitzvah, because in the stars it said that he was supposed to have children from this woman. And in that respect, the test was overbearing, and in that respect, he saw his father's vision to help him out.